acts extreme opposition, extreme impact. Written by Dr. Luke, a Gentile, the book of Acts shows the transition of fearful disciples to bold apostles. From the focus on Jews to Gentiles, from God's temple at Jerusalem to the international church across the world, from access to God through priests to unlimited access by everyone who believes, from the Jews as the people of God to Christians across nations, languages, and cultures. Extreme impact. Christ promises that you will receive power and you will be my witnesses and you will reach the world. Acts 1 verse 8. The apostles' teaching spread throughout the world like wildfire. What causes this high impact in the early church? Extreme power. Their lives demonstrated it. Acts 4 verse 33. There is also extreme unity, complete sharing and fellowship. Acts 4. And devoting to prayer. Acts 1. Just what Jesus prays for. John 17. Extreme discipline. They give to the church and lie about the quantity. Ananias and Sapphira are struck dead. Extreme boldness. They pray for boldness, Acts 4, and receive it in verse 31. Extreme focus. Teaching and preaching are their priority, Acts 2, 5, and 6. Extreme opposition. It is God's people, the Jews, who oppose the most, Acts 8, 7, and 18. Forced to leave home, followers of Jesus become missionaries. A story of transportation of codfish in US reflects this. Freezing didn't work. Transporting them alive in tanks had worse results. Finally, catfish, codfish's greatest enemy, were introduced in the tanks. Catfish chased and kept them better than before. Opposition is prophesied and borne by Jesus himself, who sets the expectations that his disciples would face the same. John 15 and 16. Extreme risk. At times they face miraculous escapes. At times, flogging, imprisonment, and death. Why are they only sometimes protected? Paul could have been saved by a gripper, but is sent us to Rome. It is this suffering where seeds are planted for global evangelism. God is always in control. Where there is high risk, there is high gain. Most of the disciples and apostles die martyrs' deaths. History has it that at least 8 out of 12 of Jesus' own 12 disciples die martyrs. They put their lives on the line. Acts 15, 26. These extremes in the early church lead to extreme impact. What do you think is most diluting the church's impact today? What changes do you feel we need to make to our personal goals and lifestyle to improve our impact for Christ?